that's just my title, but there's a power past that, you know. But the thing about it is, when you're under a gift, when you're sitting under a gift, you know, it don't make no difference if they're 1 year old or they're 40 years in the ministry or 80. That anointing, that place is on that person, man or woman. And that anointing is not that guy's got wisdom or that woman's got a lot of wisdom. They might have a lot. But it's the anointing and the gift on that person that goes out in the spirit. And then it goes and it connects with our spirit when we're engaged, when we're plugged up. You know, Teresa said something very important. She said, if your walk with the Lord is getting boring, it's you. You need to go deeper. You know, it's not the church. It's not, we need revival. You know, or all of that, nothing wrong with none of that. We need church, but it's not that. Because I stay fired up all the time. I do it to myself. I encourage myself in the Lord. You know, Satan, I mean, Monty did a very powerful men's meeting yesterday. I mean, it kept going off on things in me all evening, actually. I was thinking about it, and last night, and then this morning, you know, and he talked about Satan as a liar and the father of them. And I went and looked the scripture up, but the title is Satan Lies to Deceive. See, but I started, you know, thinking about that, and I started thinking about he don't have no power to deceive. He don't have that kind of power. He just can't come deceive me or you, born again. He can the world. Those that are his father, he speaks lies to them. They believe it. They'll go by their five senses, how it looks, how it feels, the lust of the world, pride of life. These are of the world, the Bible says. And he is the God of this world, you know. But his the power of suggestion. I mean, that is powerful. Suggestion is powerful. Teresa, one time if we'd talk about people or something among one another, we would be careful what we said about that person because it would give, we knew that what we said to each other about someone or a thing, it has the power to give an image and that power of suggestion can cause an image. I mean, I could come and I could say, well, you know, Granny wasn't here last Sunday. I heard she got her some medical marijuana, you know, and whether it's true or not. I could say, you know, I mean, she's in pain and, you know, and I think she got stoned. You know what? You would leave here wondering. You would leave here, I wonder if that really happened. I wonder if Granny really got stoned or not, you know. I mean, and you know what? I could cause you all week until Granny got here next Sunday because she don't come Wednesday. Till she got here next Sunday to really find out. See, that's how powerful suggestion is. To suggest. And that's what Satan, he majors on that. I mean, he is a master. I mean, I can't express that master enough. You know, I mean, in depth, I mean, really, you know, he is a master at suggestion. He can't deceive. I mean, Jesus said, he talked about the Jews that believed on him now, those that believed on him. He said, if you continue in my word, so shall you be my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He was talking to the Jews that had believed on him. And then he goes on down, and then he tells them, he said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and it got some of them upset. It got them upset, and they're like, what does he, you know, tell us? He'll set us free. We're the seed of Abraham. And then Jesus goes on and tells them, he said, if you were the seed of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, see, if you are a Christian, he said, you will have the works showing of being a Christian. Proof. Not that you're trying to prove it. Why? Because you've received the truth. And the truth is making you free. And the truth separates you from the world. It makes you different. It sets you apart. Not that you're perfect. Not that I'm perfect. But it sets us apart on the inside and begins to show up on the outside. And then Satan, see, the Word of God is how that we learn and grow. I mean, don't ever take the Word of God as something against you. You know, if it's on your marriage and your marriage ain't good, don't take it against you. If you're in unforgiveness and you in the Scripture, don't take that word's against you. Don't take it. If the Bible says love your enemies, don't take that as a bunch of rules, laws, and regulation. It is the truth. And the truth sets us free from the lies of the enemy so that we don't get deceived. That's how come I'm not deceived. I mean, I hear Christians and they'll say, well, you know, God understands. We can only take so much. We're only human. See, that's a lie. That's a lie. Jesus got under pressure to where he sweated blood. And he didn't crack. And greater is he that's in me than in you than he that's in. So if I believe the lie of Satan, I'm going to break at some point. He'll deceive me that way if I believe that lie, if I yield to that lie. I worked yesterday, I messed around yesterday, and I'm tired. And I come in, and I thought, man, I got to do that concrete. And then I thought, well, I could hire somebody to do the concrete because I'm tired. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you me. This body ain't going to tell me I'm going to get lazy. This body ain't going to tell me I ain't going to have concrete for it. This body ain't going to tell me my place ain't going to be fixed like I want it before I get 70. I'm working on my future. And so I go down there and I'm thinking, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, this body, you just have to hang in here. I got an anointing right now. You're going to get it now. So I go up there and I load me some 60-pound bags, baby. I can tote most of y'all. My doctor told me I could, and I believed it. She said, if I do what she says, I'll seal up. I can tote anything I want to. Anything you can lift won't hurt you. Well, it won't. The Bible says it in there that I can do all things, right? Well, you know what? Dark 30 last night, I got the last bid. And I went, thank you, Jesus. 2.5 hours. Hey, have you ever done concrete? It's hard work, man. Hard work. And I thought, man, I'm 56 years old and get excited about concrete. I mean, vision. It was about the vision. See, now Satan, oh, you're too tired. Suggestion. I wouldn't have got nothing done. That's done. See what I'm saying? He suggested, feel of your body. Feel it, what it looks like. Oh, you're tired. Well, all I'm going to do is go on there on Facebook and Marketplace and shop for 3 hours. I mean, good Lord, get a light and do something productive. If I can't find something in Blount County, I go to Dothan. If I can't find something in Dothan, I go to Montgomery. Then if I can't find something there, I go to the Shoals. I can shop all over the country. I can go just about anywhere shopping on Marketplace. I don't have to walk at all. But you know, Satan deceived. What deceived mean? Deceived is to believe something to be true when it's not. To believe something to be true when it's not is when you're deceived. Just like, you know, the Bible says, well, we're just old sinners saved by grace. If you believe that, you're deceived. Because you were a sinner. See, and that's why I've been so passionate on it. People think I'm just, you know, you know, do that. That stuff really gets on my nerves for somebody to belittle the God that I serve, to belittle by believing that we're just worms, you know, that we're nobodies. We're just saved by God's grace, and we're just nobodies. We're just worms. That's not true. That is a lie, and the lies bind me. Lies will bind you. If you believe that you're sick and you're never going to change, you're believing a lie. You're deceiving yourself. The Bible says that by Jesus' stripes ye were healed, don't it? Well, see, we can't let the power of suggestion thoughts come into our mind get us to believe contrary to the Scriptures. I'll give you a little example. I brought it up in men's meeting. Okay, now I've been having issues. I believe I come up with the answer to my problem in my sinuses. And I'm going to tell the doctor. He'll know it when I see him. And I believe that's my problem. I'm Dr. Scotty. Dude, I know the one that knows everything about me. You know the one that knows. You know the one that knows everything about you and your body. He made it. He created it. And he can change it. Well, 2009, Teresa says it was. I was having this trouble. I've been having this trouble for a long time. But you ain't heard me. Well, God can heal everything but sinuses. I'm not going to believe that garbage. I'm expecting results. I don't care if it's 15 years or 20 years. Teresa just taught us, buddy, if you will endure, you will receive the promise. You can have faith because the Bible says it. But what are you going to do between faith and the manifestation is up to you. Whether it comes or not is going to be up to me. It's not up to God. So if Satan can get me, see, look, he's not really got anything against you personally. It's God he hates. It's God's nature in us he hates. Anything about God and godly and godliness and the kingdom, he hates it. He can't stand it. He said, I'm going to send above God, you know. And I mean, and he wants that nature in God's people. He wants that rebellion working in us, and we can yield to it. If God tells me or you or whoever to work with our own hands and we know it's the will of God and we won't work, we are in direct rebellion. I don't care what the church preaches. That Bible says it. For a man to know to do good and do it not, what happens is sin. I mean, if I know God wants me to keep working, I mean, you know, I can retire if I want to. I've been 30 years nearly in the garage door business. But God, and y'all pay me good. Y'all just have to give me a raise is all I know.
We don't want to give you a raise.
Well, you will. When I go to my father and I tell my father, I'm laying everything down for you, Lord Jesus, and I just believe I receive, bring me an offering here, I will get in your wallet. I won't use me to do it. He'll come to you and say, I want you to increase. I'm going to increase you and I want you to increase. See, I believe that's the way it works. I don't have to put pressure on you. But you know what? I can't find the will of God in that. I find laziness when I don't work. Dude, this body ain't going to get me lazy. I mean, you know, I don't like that. It felt good one time. I told Travis, I said, you know, it feels pretty good to be lazy like you. Just go to work 3 days a week and don't do nothing else. And, you know, pile it all in 12 hours so you can be off the rest of the week. Now, when I do that, man, it sure is hard to go back after 5 days. I'm like, let's do it again. Let's work a half a day. You have to watch that stuff. The Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule, but the hand of the slothful, that's why I'm against lazy. For me, yeah, you can be lazy. I don't care. I'm just preaching to you. That's all. I'm just telling you what this word says. See, this word is not my enemy. This word is going to protect me from Satan's suggestions so that I don't get deceived. Monty brought it up. Give me that. Give me the, let me see. Satan only has power to suggest things to God's people, to try to persuade. Look, all he's doing is trying to persuade you. I mean, he used to try to work it with women. He don't work it with me, women anymore. Bible says, he that overcomes. I don't overcome it, you know. But you know, I'll have a thought every now and then when Teresa ain't doing. Or, you know, sometimes y'all just don't want to do that sex stuff. You will be tempted in that time. Satan will come to you. If you've been married very long, if you ain't been married, you know, very long, oh, yeah, y'all all the time doing that stuff. You know, but after about 10 years or so, you know, I mean, you just don't ever not think for you, you know. I guess everybody's saying. But anyways, my battle's been there. Been there, done that. Both sides been, you know. And then he'll suggest, well, if he won't give it or she won't give it, well, bless God, you know, the Bible says don't deny me. I'll just go somewhere else. You know, Satan will suggest that stupid stuff. Poor old me. Poor me. You know, he brought it up there in Genesis yesterday about Adam and Eve over there, you know. And I'm not just talking about sex, man. I mean, but that's a big issue he uses. I mean, people have problems with that, major problems in relationships with that stuff, you know, and different things. I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, why don't you go to the bedroom with us? Get involved in this, Lord, so that we can have a good sexual relationship and enjoy it, not lust. I mean, those things are different than love and lust. God, I can't believe he's preaching that. No, the world will preach. He'll teach it to you. They'll teach it to you on the marketplace. They'll teach it to you between the weather channels. They'll teach you the worldly way of going about lust, strong desire. That's all it is, strong desire. Hallelujah. But Satan only has power to suggest things to God's people to try to persuade, because he don't have the power to come into our life and do anything unless we give him a legal right. He has to have, after we're born again, a legal right to get me to divorce, a legal right to get me to stay broke. I'm not just talking about bad things. A legal right to come in and keep me bound to sickness and arthritis and whatever it is. But anyways, I go 2009. Go down there, and he said, we need to test you. He said, you're allergic to something. I said, I don't believe I'm allergic to nothing. He said, well. So I go through, and they test me for 29 different things in 2009, and I wasn't allergic to nothing. That was my confession when he suggested that. Okay, all these years later, and I've heard in between, you know, people would say, well, maybe you're allergic to something. But I would go out in pollen times, and I would go, ooh, yeah, pollen. Don't bother me at all. People would say, well, I'm allergic to dogs and dust. And I'd be like, dust don't bother me at all. Every time I would hear something like that, I would go suck some of it. I'm combating that thing. I believe that I'm not allergic. And you know, people says, well, you know, different people are different. Well, they are, but God's word ain't different. God's word brings results in different folk: black, white, fat, skinny, lazy. I mean, everything. It will bring, shape it up. It shapes. Where it's applied, it shapes. It molds, it forms, it builds, it strengthens, it transforms, it changes. It changes, it can change our things in our blood, man. We apply the blood of Jesus. Well, anyways, go down there, and I sat down there, and I told her, I said, I'm not allergic to nothing.
well, we'll do these first ones right here, and then if it don't come back hot, we won't have to do the rest of them.
I said, we won't do the rest of them. Now I didn't go to preaching to her. You're not. I'm not going to sit there saying, look, lady, I've stood on the scripture for 18 years, and you're suggesting here. She says, well, you know, because I said I wasn't allergic to nothing, 2000, whatever. She went and tried to find it. I said, I don't know what's that. And she said, well, our bodies change and everything. Suggestion. What was I believing for? She said that. Now I'm making a point. Don't get on me. Don't get on thinking me. This is me and you and the body and Christians. We can't take the power of suggestion and think that it's not going to determine an outcome in our life. And so that power that suggests. So in here, I'm like, I'm going to go preaching to her. I don't need to preach to her. Just stand in the liberty where Christ has made me free. And don't be yoked again with that bondage of fear and doubt and unbelief. Hallelujah. Because, see, my believing and my actions are going to determine my reality, my healing. However God wants to bring it. Well, she sticks them needles in her. I think she's putting pollen in you and stuff to see how your body reacts. I don't really know what it is. Well, she got down that second line, she said, well, we ain't got to do the rest of them. And I said, I know it. I said, I'm not allergic to nothing. I said, listen, ma'am. I said, I know my body better than anybody on this planet. I do, Johnny. I do. I smoke a joint. You don't know if I'm stoned or not, but I do. Right? You don't know. Yeah, I seen him take a toke, but I don't know if he's stoned or not. Well, it could have been some ragweed, man. You ain't going to get stoned off a toke of ragweed. But now you get some red-haired sense, you don't get none now. I'm going to have to grow it if I was going to be a pot smoker. Smoke this junk, killing you. But see, now look, the same way spiritually, I mean, you could think, well, Scotty is, or Richard is, or they're good, strong, faith Christians. But you don't know if I am or not. Unless you see some things happening in my life. You see the outcome of that. You see the outcome. You see things happening and all of that stuff. Well, you know what? Went on, you know, and she said, you're not allergic to nothing. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not allergic to nothing. And I left there and I thought, that's been my belief and confession. That's why arthritis can't get in me. I won't let it. I know what arthritis feels like. It's tried to get in my arms and my joints and my elbow and inflammation and all that. So I say, well, you know what? See, the suggestion Satan and the world would say is the older you get, you know, it's just going to happen. Why would that happen? Because of the fall of man back under in Genesis, when Adam and Eve took of that fruit when God told them not to. But see, Satan come to and suggested to her what he said. Give me that. Give it to me. I went in there and I read that again. I couldn't help it. Genesis, I believe it's 3. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to go there yet. Give me the John 8 first. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I want to hurry up and get it all done. Where if I need 2 or 3 sermons in it, I need to do that instead of trying to milk this thing right quick and get to the end. Because I got somewhere I'm going in the message. You know, but I really don't want to get there too quick. And I'm trying to run down there. He told them here, and I was paraphrasing just a little bit to you. You know, he said, if you were the seed of Abraham, right above this, he said, you would do the works of Abraham. And then Jesus went on and he said, they told him, they said, well, we're not born of fornication. He said, yeah, but you're trying to kill me. He said, because my word has no place in you. In other words, you won't believe on me. You won't believe on me. You know, therefore, the word don't have, see, if you ain't born again and being and getting plugged in and engaged, this word has no place to work. And you will kill the works of Jesus. The healing, the finances, the prosperity, the anointing, the grace, I'm telling you. You'll kill it because of our lack of understanding. Carnal mind. I mean, every church ought to be preaching this Bible like this, you know, getting us to realize the power of suggestion from Satan and has no power. He has no power over us, and getting us to realize that it's up to us whether we prosper or not. It's not up to God. God's already settled it in the heavens. He's already put it out, and he put the word out just like he told him. He says, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. Well, I mean, he comes and he says, well, you know, you don't really have to go to church. The power of suggestion. Yeah, I know it, boy. I work a lot. And blah, blah, blah. Or he comes to me. Well, you know, you can work a little later and neglect the church. He won't say neglect the church. Neglect the church because you've got to press. You've got responsibility to be a good steward over your business. No, I've got, that's a power of suggestion trying to get me to come and believe a lie that if I start putting the world first, that I'll prosper. Well, I'm not dumb. He can't even try that on me no more, but I done been there, done that. I done been there, done that. Now, every now and then, you know, a test will come in that, and I'm going to stay steadfast in what I've been believing and doing all these years, and I am prosperous without all of that. But he told him, but I'm bringing this out because he speaks lies. That he speaks of his own. And one translation says, that's his nature. And God spoke to me, and God said, see, he said, not necessarily lying. He said, but Satan wants you to take on his nature. He's slothful. He's diligent in trying to get it, but he's lazy. He's arrogant. He's all these things that God is not. He's everything that God is not. God is diligent. God is trustworthy. God is long-suffering. God is patient. God is gentle. And Satan don't want me and you having any of these attributes in our lives because they're like God. He hates God. He hates anything to do with God. He left you alone before you got born again. You were just going down a road of your own destruction, following the desires of our flesh, just consumed in what we wanted when we wanted. That's why we partied. That's why we're doing what we want to do. We're living our own life. We're going down that road. We are of the nature of Satan then. Selfish, self-willed, self-centered, unhappy, unsatisfied. And Satan wants us yielding to the nature, the suggestion that he does. Just on finances, I can't afford to give. That is a suggestion that is coming from not the Bible. Where does it say in the Bible that God's going to have people that can't afford to give? They don't say it in the Bible. It don't say it. And so that's what we've got to make sure that we've got the truth in us. And Teresa brought it up. I've got it in my message. Beth's already got it, James chapter 1 over there, where it says be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, I didn't really feel to read on down all she did, looking in the glass like a mirror of the word and all that. But be doers, deceiving ourselves. And the Lord told me, he said, see, when you're yielding to lies, when you're yielding to lies of the enemy, you will deceive yourself. He don't have to help you. When you're believing them, you will deceive yourself. Well, deceive means that we believe something to be true when it's not. Give me the Genesis. Now the serpent, look at this. This is Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. Cunning. I mean, this dude is, he's so good at cunning and craftiness. Till, I mean, if you're not up on the Word and walking in the Spirit and, I mean, you know, and fellowshipping with the Lord, this sucker will slip in and get you lunch. And he'll cost you years of trouble and damage and, I mean, long-term not good effects in your relationships and in your ministry. Boy, if he's tried to destroy this ministry, he's tried to destroy it ever since I got started, Johnny. He couldn't destroy me as an evangelist, black God, and he sure ain't going to do it up here after pastoring the church. I even heard this, you know, you can't work a full-time job and pastor. Well, I proved them wrong, man. I've been here 21 years, and I'm faithful to my business. I'm faithful. What am I going to do, tell people that ain't called into their own business, that's called to be a pastor or evangelist, or that they can't do both of them when God's got them doing it? Wouldn't that be a power suggestion from somebody that's given their opinion that can devastate the life of whoever and cause them long-term effects? No, what do you tell them? What do we tell them? Whatever God says do, people's told me you can't do it and be full-time. Now I try to quit my job and I'm out of the will of God. Now things are not going good. Why? Because I took the power of suggestion and I run with it like it was the will of God. And then when I finally, Teresa, she said, God, you got to go back to work. We're starving to death. We're, you know, and all of that, you know. And I'm like, well, I'm called full time. It ain't because I'm rebellious. I mean, I'm yielding to what I believe because of what people have told me. And so I thought, well, bless God, if it's the will of God, but then I can do both of them. So I go back to work, and bless God, we've been blessed ever since, pretty much. We've had trials and all that. But he says the serpent is more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. That's not what God said. He's putting it in a form of question to her, to try to get her to thinking. This is the power of suggestion. Now see, Eve was not even there when she wasn't even made yet when God told him that he put him in the garden to till it and dress it and cultivate it and all of that. And Eve wasn't even here yet and told him, he said, don't eat of this tree. Eat of all this fruit, but don't eat of this one. She wasn't even here. And then he goes on over there back to Genesis 1 over there. But anyhow, now here she is. God made her, and he says, yeah, hath God said ye shall eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat. She knew. Adam had to tell her. Maybe God told her. I don't know. But God told Adam. And Adam either told her, she's in there with him, we I don't know, they're in there. She knew, don't do that. But see, here he comes, here he says, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of every fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Go ahead, man. And the serpent said, here he comes back. He brought out a question for him. Didn't even ask the right words. Didn't even say the right words. And then he says, and the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Lie. That Bible said you're going to die. So now he's lying. He ain't got no truth. He's trying to get her to believe his lie. Well, you don't have to go to church. You don't need to fight too much. Take some time off. Don't go to church. Don't tithe, you know. We got our own thing going on, me and Jesus. There's nowhere in the Bible that you can find that kind of doctrine. There's nowhere in there where you can find a Christian is okay removing themselves from an assembly unless they're bedridden or something, unless they're in the hospital or something. And then the church goes to them. Right? So those are lies, comfort zones. They're comfort zones that keeps you, that'll keep me and you sick and weak and drawn back. The Bible says there are some weak and sick among the body because they will not acknowledge the body. They won't put the body as important. They won't acknowledge it because, no, they want to sit at home because we got Facebook today, or we got T.D. Jakes at 9 o'clock, and we got Jensen Frank. I listen to all of them still come over here. I look them up on my phone and listen to preaching, and I still come on over here. I was still tired this morning from concrete. But it ain't going to stop me from doing the will of God. It ain't going to stop me from coming. Look what I'm getting. Man, I'm fired up. I mean, it's just stirred me up. Hell, it's kind of boring to me. You're dead. You are dead. You didn't pray this morning. You didn't talk to Jesus this morning. You didn't talk to him all week. You didn't think about him much. You didn't. That's why I'm not dead. I'm anointed this morning. I feel it. I feel it in here all through Sunday school. Praise God. I feel like we can conquer the gates of any city. Well, I just don't feel that way. Fire yourself up then. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Talk to him. Meditate on him. If you'll meditate on the word, you'll get yourself healed. Joshua said, meditate day. He told Joshua, meditate day and night on my word. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Well, we can't be so spiritually minded. We're no earthly good. I've never seen nobody that spiritual minded. I've seen all those that are spiritually minded. They are earthly good. They do their part here. They're diligent. They're good fathers. They're good spouses. I'm dead set. My grandkids ain't going to cuss. They ain't going to cuss in front of Papa. It ain't funny in the grocery store. That's not funny. That's that liar trying to work in them. The world is funny to the world. Hallelujah. We ain't going to let our grandkids cuss. We ain't going to let our grandkids be treated. We were talking about last night. We're in union with Beth and Travis because we know it's godly. We're in union with them, and them kids ain't going to deceive us into getting what they want when the parents don't want it. They're not going to get me yielding to the nature of the devil, rebellion. I don't care if I think Travis and them are a little off on it. I'm not going to get in rebellion to them. If I think they're a little off, I'm going to go to them. I'm going to say, I think you're a little overboard on that, you know. I'm going to be in agreement with you till now. Now we got a problem. I'm not going to let the kids experience rebellion. No, you do what daddy them says. What mom them say. What dad them say. Little Aiden, now he wants to go to grandma's. He wants to, now got him a little go-kart, and that boy's got stripes across here where he's had the seatbelt. I mean, he'll just ride and ride and ride, Johnny. I mean, he just ride for hours. Well, he goes out there, and Teresa goes out there, and he come out there, and Teresa said, Mom said I could. Well, Mom didn't say he could. Dad didn't say he could. They're not supposed to be out there. Okay? Well, then they find out. Travis comes out there. You know, he gets in trouble. I can't remember when. But he made him apologize to Grandma. You tell Grandma you're sorry for lying to her. That Mama didn't.
Well, he's just a kid.
You don't know what I'm talking about this morning. Yeah, he's a kid full of rebellion. Trying these two natures going on with him and her. And if we're just set back and we're too numb to it, he's the god of this world. You know, kind of like bringing kids down here on the school bus, you know, and it's almost Christmas, and they ask me, Brother Scotty, is Santa Claus real? I said, just go ask your parents. I knew I'm fixing to get in trouble. I knew it. I knew it. And I'm really being tested because they know how I think. They know I'm not preaching Santa Claus over here. Travis ain't never got not one gift from Santa Claus, not one. I got the credit for every gift that hit him. I am your Santa Claus. Well, no, we want you to tell us, Brother Scotty, is Santa Claus real or not? I said, no, he's not real. And then one of them, yes, he is. Mom and them said, yeah. And in the bus, they have about 25 kids on there. Now they're all debating Santa Claus. And I got to preach when I get here. I'm like, man, got all this started. Well, they go back home, and one of them was my sister's grandkids, I think, anyhow, independent. And they go tell them, well, he said it ain't real. Well, next time I seen her, she's mad at me. They won't let them come to church no more. I can't come pick the kids up no more because I told them the truth. Well, I'm breaking the traditions of men, which makes the word of God of none effect. I'm breaking that tradition in them. I didn't mean to. See, doing the will of God sometimes will get you in predicaments, but you got to know the truth, and you got to stand on the truth and be persuaded and not be persuaded any other way, not because I'm going to hurt their feelings. If I will go for that, I'll go for healing, you'll get healing out of it. You'll get it. You'll get all that. You'll do it a little bit of time. The Bible says a little bit of leaven will leaven the whole lump. Well, they called me. Well, we're not going to let you pick them up anymore. I said, well, that's fine. I appreciate you letting them. They didn't tell me, but I knew. So I go down there, and her grandmother, she says, well, she said, they're upset with you. I said, I already know that. I'm not getting to pick the kids up anymore. Like that. And she said, well, I mean, why did you tell them that? I said, well, I only have one question for you. I said, is Santa Claus real or not? Well, she's fixing to give me a little sidetrack. I said, no. Is Santa Claus real or not? Well, you know he's not real. I said, then you're mad at me for telling your grandkids the truth. I said, you just have to stay mad at me. I said, because I'm not going to lie to them. I won't do it. Well, Satan lies to us to get us to believe. Well, you know, Travis never was, he never went through, poor old Travis, I ain't getting Santa Claus. Santa Claus, I never left him no milk for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. You know, all that. Deceiving. Does he ever go get the milk? No, the parents get up in the middle of the night and deceive the kids and go ahead and eat half the cookies and left the crumbs and left a little bit of milk and go back to bed. Yeah, Santa Claus come, baby. Really? Yeah, that's why you're so chunky. You eat all them cookies. Blamed it on Santa Claus. So I shouldn't have said that, but that stuff really gets under my skin, see? Because it's not truth. The truth has freed my life and freed me and Teresa and freed y'all that are engaging in the Bible, not in what I'm saying, in what the Bible's saying, taking that to be God's word and the truth and setting you free, and you're going to do it, follow it, eat it, breathe it. I'm going to. He said, for God do know that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Oh, y'all just sit at home and you'll get all rested up. Did you know the power of Satan is giving you that stupid suggestion? Well, God knows that church don't need my money. Well, it's not about that. That is the power of suggestion. Satan's trying to get you to believe that to believe contrary to the word where God wants you to give. God's told people to tithe for years and they won't do it and wonder why they can't prosper. Nothing works out for them. I mean, just nothing. Things just happen. They bring in plenty of money and it's like they got holes in the bag and it's just falling out. He told them that in the Old Testament. Praise God. But you know what? He said, he told her, look, you're going to be like God, which he's telling really what God said here. You'll know good, leave this tree alone, because you're going to die. It'll cause you to go into a place you don't need to be. But Satan got her to believe, and now she goes to looking at it, the Bible says. Oh, yeah, 9 o'clock, church, good God, and I'm telling you, that monkey, I mean, he gets on my nerves. You don't never get on my nerves. I'm just saying, people say this. I ain't going to listen to Teresa. She's a woman. Man, at Sunday school, it's just too early. 10 o'clock? Well, if we was going out to get some bagels and some Krispy Kreme, shoot, we'll leave at 6 in the morning, baby. We will set that alarm clock or drive all the way to another state to get you a lotto ticket. And you won't even bring God $10 to the house. I'm talking to y'all out there, because ain't none of y'all here. We know better. But you know what? That's why we're blessed going in. Blessed going out. I don't care what they think. I don't really care. I'm not saying that to make y'all mad up in there. Just turn me off. You can't, because you want the truth. You want it because you want to be free. You want a better life. You want satisfied only. You want your healing. You can't cut me off. You tried, but you're just drawn, and you're drawn every time. And you don't like what I say most of the time, but there's something connecting with your inner man that is past your outer man that is trying to bring you into a place of freedom. Praise God. And when the woman saw the tree was good for fruit, she began to look at it. And it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And give also unto her husband. And that's when sin entered in. Right there is when sin entered in. But what I'm saying, I'm not on that. The power of suggestion, she believed it and it deceived her. She knew. She told him. God said that one in the middle, don't eat. People know today that God wants you to forgive. That God don't want you being slothful. God wants you to be diligent. God wants you, he wants us husbands to be leaders, not babies, not weak. We're not weak. The Bible says, let the weak say they're strong. I am the man of my house. I am the leader of my house. I can make some major decisions and them be right in my house. I can lead my family to Jesus. I can teach them how to fast and pray and not be this foolishness. Satan takes advantage of all of that stuff. Now, I'm not saying you can't be fun and funny. I am a funny guy. I could make you laugh a half a day long. You know. But when it comes down to messing with this truth, I mean, I turn off quick. I mean, I'm not sit down like an old mule, man, when it's concerning the word and you're trying to, and I know the truth and I know the word, and you know, I mean, I'll sit down right there and I'll stop and I'll be like, nah, the Bible don't say that. Bible don't say that. Well, my church does. Well, your church is wrong. Some people think that I'm off because I'll go to Genesis and I'll go to Matthew and I'll go back over to John. I ought to just start in Genesis and just teach till the day ends. And then go to Genesis 2 and just teach. If you're going to be a real preacher, that's the way you got to do it. Said who? Said who? The theology of that man that thinks that? Did he not think that God told me to write down John 8:44 and read it? And then God told me, what about God in all this? What about God? There's not a bunch of formulas that gets us to the in the will of God and walking in the power of God. If there's no obedience to God, there will be no power of God released to that person. If there is no obedience in your life to God, you will not be receiving God's power. I don't care what people say. See, the obedience to God is not he's trying to make us unhappy. The obedience to God is he's higher than us. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. His plans are bigger. We can't even fathom just the plans that he has for us. So he tries to lead us in the way, his ways, that is the ways of protection from sickness and disease and fear and famine. I've got angels watching over me. But God, I say it every day and I believe it. I'm not hoping God's angels will show up for me. I know I got them. I need them. That's why I don't need a 30-06 to blow the door open. I got angels. I don't go to bed in fear that somebody's going to come in. I'll let Teresa do the shooting, and I'll do the believing. If I do the believing, she won't have to do no shooting. See, and then people say, well, you know, the world's getting bad. That's why you better be believing you got some angels. You better be believing they're going to protect your house. You better be believing they're going to protect your stuff. You better be believing that God is bigger than the evil that's in this world, because we live on a very dangerous planet right now, more dangerous than I've ever seen it in my 56 years of living here. But at the same time, on this planet, we have the power of God, the protection of God. God, I got to stop. I didn't get done. Whew, if I had another 45 minutes, we'd be good. No, Monty, I ain't going to do it. Monty, keep going. Hallelujah. So look, you know, that's why it's important to be a Bible student. That's why it's important to listen not to just any preaching. Get hooked up even when you're looking it up online, not to fancy your ears, but be led. Be led in who you listen to. He'll hook you up with the right sermon at the right time, the right word, you know. And when you come here, you ain't got to wonder. If you know it's the will of God, then you ought to let hell freeze over before you don't show up to this church service. Hell ought to freeze over before you do. You ought to be that determined and dogmatic. And if you've got something God wants you to do in your life, I don't care what's in your way, you ought to get down and fast and doing the will of God. It ain't about, it's about this protection. It's about the suggestion. Once we're doing the will of God and following the will of God, Satan loses power of suggestion. He loses it. He just loses it. Gone. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, this morning. Thank you for your anointing this